This is MSO, NewsSports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Kevin DeWall, the head football coach at Endicott College. They're opening up this Saturday with a non-league game at Framingham Stadium. Kevin, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here, and I appreciate the support of our program.
Well, Kevin, you're in your second year at Endicott College, and the preseason polls have the Gulls picked at number 3 in your league. Kind of put that into some kind of context for us.
Sure. I think a lot of times when that's all voted on by the coaches, and I think a lot of coaches kind of keep it pretty standard about how teams finished the year before. And last year we fought Western New England very close, lost to them at their place by 6 points. They end up winning our conference, going undefeated. And Salve Regina was 2. We finished 3 last year, but I think it was pretty close to the top. And then there was close games with some of the other teams in the mix there, with MIT and Curry and Coast Guard and a couple other schools. So I think that doesn't surprise me how we finished there. I think, as all coaches will say, it doesn't matter where you start, it's where you finish. And I know our guys are looking to improve on that, and hopefully we can push towards the top of that.
Now, what I understand, too, is that you're going to have pretty much 75% new players on this team. In other words, players that without varsity experience, playing experience.
Correct. We're going to be a young team, and I know some coaches use that as an excuse. We're not. We're excited about that we're going to be a young team. Being that our first recruiting class arrived here about a week and a half ago, we're excited about our first recruiting class. I think they're going to be a bunch of young guys who are excited about why they're here at Endicott, both on and off the field, academically, and obviously with football. And they are going to be the catalyst that kind of drives, you know, where we're going with this program. And I think all the upperclassmen that are returning, that are here with us now, are guys who are going to do it the right way. So there was, you know, last year and the first year with the previous coaching staff's roster, there were some guys who walked away that maybe weren't as invested into the program as they needed to be. So at this point, we like our numbers. We like where we're at. We're obviously going to have 75% of the guys between injuries and or new coming players did not play last fall. So that's a pretty daunting task to try to get some experience right away, as we're going to come out the gate against some very good teams. But that being said, we like the young guys. They're going to continue to develop. In just the week and a half we've had them on campus, you've seen leaps and bounds, strides moving forward. So if we can get them some experience and simplify things, I like the fact that we're going to be young and continue to develop.
I look at programs, I mean, it's like getting a big wheel rolling, and it's not easy to get that wheel rolling, and it takes time and effort and, you know, consistency. You know, as a coaching staff, what's the difference between getting ready for this season opposed to last year, your first season here at Endicott?
Yeah, last year everything was the first. You know, it was the first time our staff had worked together, and I'd hired some young assistants, and you know, as a head coach, you're trying to manage a whole lot of people. There was a whole lot of management by the time you got here, trying to get your first recruiting class, and really just figuring out what works for us here at Endicott. And now you could actually ask the assistant coaches. There's a continuity and a rhythm. Every coach that was with us last year is back, with the addition of 2 others. And they're just – preseason went so much smoother than last year. And then you look at the team. Last year they were learning their third offense and third defense in about a year and a half. So when you watched us play early in the season, you saw a lot of guys thinking because they were learning new schemes. Well, now it's their second year in those schemes, you know, obviously with the addition of the younger guys learning it for the first time. But just continuity from everything from our strength and conditioning program to our player development, that's probably the biggest difference is why I feel like there's a more of a comfortable rhythm that's going on right now with our program. And obviously we're going to continue to put that foot on the gas pedal as we're trying to really push these guys pretty hard.
Share with us, or share with me, your kind of coaching influences. Who has influenced you as a coach, or maybe even philosophies? So it's maybe individuals, philosophies, styles. Who have influenced you?
Well, I think at a very young age, you know, as a student athlete, I've always taken things away from anybody that's coached me. So I go back to, you know, my first coach was my father, and talk about a huge influence. My parents, unbelievable, great people. That's where I would say a lot of my standards and core values come from, and I think that just carries over. And then growing up, I had some great coaches through high school and into college. Mike Craig, the head coach at Hobart, where I played and then coached for many years, has obviously been a significant mentor with a lot of my friends and teammates there. And a lot of the things that I've learned from Coach Craig came from his predecessor, you know, Coach Maxwell, and the values. So there's been a lot of people, and I think it's one of those where every time you go and I'm talking with colleagues at other places, I'm picking up not so much X's and O's schemes, but coaching points and just overall philosophy. So I've been very fortunate and blessed to have some great leaders and mentors in my life so far.
Yeah. Definitely a complicated job. There's no doubt about it. With all the, as you mentioned, the management pieces and the schemes and motivational pieces, all of that kind of comes together. And there's so much more I'm probably leaving out here. You scrimmaged Worcester State this past weekend. So as a coach, what did you learn, and where's your focus this week at practice getting ready for your opener?
Yeah, so we came through, and our staff did a lot of prep over the summer. You know, so by the time we started preseason, we already had kind of the whole 2 weeks of preseason planned out. And going in, talking with Coach Cullen and the Worcester State staff, we knew we were going to have a controlled scrimmage. So we approached it as we want to get your top guys some game reps to get them a feel for game reps. But really, we were evaluating our twos and our threes at that point. A lot of our younger guys, put them in a first real game situation against someone else. You know, for 2 weeks of hitting yourself and hitting your teammates, you know, it's good to go against someone in a different color jersey and that doesn't know your schemes inside out. So what I learned was kind of almost, it was right on par with what I thought. Our youth on offense showed we were a little inconsistent at times, which the great thing about watching the video the next day with the guys, they were all correctable mistakes. They were self-inflicted things. Obviously, Worcester State had a very good defense, but there were some things that we kind of gave to them and took some negative plays that we can hopefully eliminate moving forward. Our defense was aggressive in attack, and I thought they played pretty well. And then, honestly, special teams, that was the thing that a lot of times in a scrimmage is tough to really get the game speed of the special teams, and we were able to do that. So I think top to bottom is what we thought. Fortunately, we came out relatively healthy, which is a coach we're always trying to focus on. That was number one priority. And I think we got some game experience for some of these younger guys. And I think you'll see from game one to game two to game three, you're going to see steady improvement for our guys because of our youth, which is exciting.
When folks come to Endicott to watch football this year, what kind of an offense are they going to see? And maybe even pencil in a few names that they might see as well.
Yeah, I think last year, you know, basically inheriting a roster that was mostly a spread offense, some of the things on my offense, we typically like to use a lot of multiple personnel grouping. So they didn't really have tight ends and fullbacks in the offense when I got here. So who we were last year offensively is going to be different than who we were this year. Ideally, we're going to be a 50-50 run-pass balance, you know, whether that's out of tight sets and spread sets and everything in between. We are young at the O-line and we're still trying to evaluate who's going to be our starting quarterback. So there's still competition going into this week. Our strongest point on offense is our wide receiver core. We have five senior receivers, two in particular that have had a very, very good preseason right now, our senior captain Chris Lipscomb and senior Connor Crotty. I think Jake Pelletier is coming back from a bumps and a bruise, so I think he's starting to get back into his game shape. And then we have a couple other guys as seniors who are doing well and are going to be good compliments. And then Jake Simons, he's a junior tight end for us. When I got here, he was a quarterback. And last year, at the beginning of the season, he played tight end like a quarterback. But he's a big athlete. I thought he had a very productive end of the last year, and he's had a very good winter and spring and summer workout. So I think those guys are going to give us hopefully some more versatility to attack some defenses.
I know there's so much to talk about, but I'll try to narrow it down to two more questions here. Next to last one would be the game against Framingham State on Saturday. So tell us about that game.
Well, Framingham State is a great first contest for us. I mean, you talk about a team that the last 4 years has done very, very well in terms of, I don't believe they've lost to a Northeast Conference opponent, you know, anyone in any of the Northeast Conferences over the last 4 years. Coach Kelly and his staff have done a good job. They've been very productive, won their conference last year, NCAA playoffs. Our first game against them last year, we were not the team that we were by the end of the year, and they got on us. They had a very senior-laden team, so we're hoping that obviously we're going to come out with a much better product than we did last year. But they are high tempo on offense. They're going to try to get it up and go, and they're usually pretty stout on defense. So it's going to be a good test in all phases. I'm confident that our guys are going to have a very good game plan in place and are going to be excited to play them at their place with an NCAA playoff team. What's a great way to start your season off?
I guess so, sure. But non-league, right. And then following, you got Hobart and St. Lawrence. Again, two very formidable opponents.
Yep, and those are two schools I know very well. Obviously, my alma mater, Hobart, and coaching there for many years. That was tough last year going in and basically playing guys that you recruited and developed. Probably had as good of a game plan as against anybody because you knew the personnel so well, but they were a very good team last year, and then obviously St. Lawrence ended up winning the conference. So last year we came out the gate 0-3 against three teams that all were playoff-type teams, I mean top 25-type teams. So we had one of the hardest non-league schedules in the country, and honestly that's exactly what we want. We are going to I always say to be the best, you got to play the best. We're going to beat the best. And the standard that we're setting for Endicott and this football program is that we are going to be a team that's on the rise, and those are the teams we're going to beat as we move forward to obviously hopefully winning our conference and winning the playoffs, whether it's this year, it's next year, it's obviously progress. But those are three very good teams that are well-coached, that have all had very good success, that are all having high expectations this year. So it's not going to be easy by any means. I know it'll be a good test. So we'll find out what type of team we are with young kids, you know, and hopefully turning those young kids into men in these first couple of games before we then start up our conference schedule.
All right, last question for you is kind of open-ended. Anything else, anything I didn't ask you about that you think is important that you want to share with us about Endicott football for 2016?
No, I mean, we're obviously excited. It's been a quick camp. It's going pretty quickly, and we appreciate the support. We're really excited about where we're going with this program. So obviously there's a lot of excitement and the buzz around the school and the program. The school's on the rise. The program's on the rise, and we're just excited to recruit the best student-athletes around here and keep an eye on our program. I think we're excited about where we're heading.
All right, Kevin, great talking with you. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much for your support. Have a good day.
Kevin DeWall, head football coach at Endicott College, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.